So I think with that being said, we'll still make a good run this year.
Talk about this baseball team. Who are the leaders? Who are you going to look for this year?
Well, one of the guys that you'll see on the mound today, Samuel Wibbles. He's going to be one of our leaders on the mound, hitting for us. And he's really stepped up in the offseason stuff, really stepping up as a vocal leader and showing guys how to do things right. But guys like Mike Bovey are going to have to, I think will do a really nice job for us this year. JT Cafferty behind the plate, And then I think we're going to have Jacob Schroeder, who's going to be sitting center field. So I think we're going to be strong up the middle from catcher to center field. And I think with your leaders there, we'll be okay.
You might have graduated 9 seniors, but those are some pretty familiar names you just rattle off right there from the Legion ranks and everything else. And we had a successful Legion campaign last year. So the cup board is not empty after last year.
No, it's not. And Coach Asher does a really nice job with those guys on the senior team throughout the summer. So hopefully we can keep, I think the high school went to state, Legion went to state. So hopefully we can kind of continue that trend.
Same type of team as we had last year?
I think we'll have a little bit more speed this year, actually. I think on the mound we'll be very similar, if not a little bit better, I think. Speed-wise, when we get on the base pass, I think we can do a little bit more running than we have in the past. And defensively, we'll see where we're at. Again, we haven't been on the field, so we'll kind of see where we're at there.
Is that the big question mark? Is that the scary part, the defense entering in the first game?
Oh, for sure. You do as much as you can on a gym floor or a parking lot, as much as you possibly can. But when you're talking about situational stuff where, a ball goes in a gap and you've got to do relays, we haven't done those things yet. So hopefully just that natural instinct kicks in. And it's not new. They've been playing the game for years. So hopefully that natural instinct kicks in and think we're not too far behind.
You mentioned Wibbles. He'll probably be your number one thrower this year. Who else we got up there?
We got Jacob Shaw, Leif Holtine, and then I think Jacob Schroeder will all be kind of our top four rotation right there.
You entered this first game. Naturally, a win's the most important thing, but what do you want to see out of your team today?
Oh, I want to see that they can compete on day one. I think they're excited. We've got to be able to relax those nerves being day one. It's been a long wait, as any team in the state here, with especially not getting outside, but as long as we can relax the nerves and we can go out and compete, and our goal is just to be better by the other team by one run. If we can do that, then I think, I'll be happy at the end of the day.
Okay, go.
Thank you.
Blake Marquardt, the head coach for Hastings High. Stick around, Sonic Lamps and the play-by-play description up next. Hastings and Beatrice today on 1230 KHAS.
You've been listening to In the Dugout with Tiger head coach Blake Marquardt. Stay tuned. The first pitch is straight ahead on your Hastings link to local high school sports, 1230 KHAS.
Currently, I have children as young as a year old that are working on some feeding and swallowing, problem solving, and those basic speech and language areas of articulation and phonology. Those are what most people think of when they think of speech therapy. These children are going to go out into the community and they're going to be able to make a difference and they're going to be able to be independent. When I came to Mary Lanning, there was no pediatric speech therapy program. Our space was very limited, and we've more than outgrown that space. The first time a child does something that they've not ever done before, it's so rewarding. All that time and effort, it makes it worthwhile, and it just makes you want to continue to do what you do every single day. My name is Brooke West, speech-language pathologist at Mary Lanning Healthcare.
Mary Lanning Healthcare. Your care, our inspiration.
Today's game is brought to you by the KHAS Sports Boosters, local businesses supporting local youth and local athletics. Here's KHAS Sports Director Mike Will.
And good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to Duncan Field in Hastings. We begin the spring sports season here today. The Hastings High Tigers getting set to take on the Beatrice Orangemen high school baseball coverage here today on 1230 KHAS. It's been a long wait for Hastings High. Tigers were supposed to open their season back on March the 14th against Norris, but they've had games against Norris, Lincoln, North Star, and a doubleheader to Grand Island wiped out so far to start the season. So Hastings getting a late start in the spring baseball season. Tigers getting set to take on Beatrice here this afternoon at Duncan Field. The Orangemen kind of in the same boat. They had a game postponed to start the season against Auburn. Had another game against Omaha Gross postponed by wet grounds. They got one game in the other day. They lost to Wahoo, Bishop, Newman, Lincoln, Lutheran by the score of 10-6. So Beatrice coming in, no wins, one loss on the season. Hastings High, again, 0-0 here as we begin the season. The Tigers coming off of a very successful season a year ago. Hastings got into the state tournament as a wild card team and then made some noise down in Lincoln. The Tigers finished the season with a mark of 18-7. They actually played five games of the state tournament, going 3-2 a season ago. They finished a runner-up in Class B to Norris, a team that beat them in the championship game by a score of 11-0. Tigers losing nine seniors off of that team from a year ago, but their cup boards are not empty, as we talked with head coach Blake Marquardt just a few minutes ago. You're going to see some guys that we've been kind of familiar with there during the past year or so. Hastings had a very successful Legion campaign last summer with Kevin Asher as the head coach. A lot of these guys we saw a year ago, they played in the state tournament down in Omaha. So Hastings, I think, going to be stacked again for the spring of 2019, as Hastings is anticipating a very good year. And this will be the start of things here today as they take on Beatrice. We'll get to the starting lineups here today. They're brought to you by Hastings 5 Points Bank. Locally owned, locally managed, with friendly service, three convenient locations, and a strong commitment to area youth. Many reasons why 5 Points Bank is the better bank. Hastings will go this way here this afternoon in their season opener, their home opener here at Duncan Field. Connor Creech will lead off. Connor will be out in left field today. Jacob Schroeder will be in center field. He will bat second. Mike Bovey will be at shortstop. He'll bat third today. Sam Wibbles will be your pitcher. He'll bat fourth. JT Cafferty will be your catcher. He'll bat fifth today. Jacob Shaw, the number six position, he'll play at third base defensively. Leif Holteen will be your designated hitter. He'll bat seventh. Mason Brumbaugh will be your second baseman. He'll bat eighth. Braden Cavillage will be your right fielder. He'll bat ninth. And then we'll see Logan Nordby in the ball game. He'll be at first base today for Hastings High. The Beatrice Orangemen will go this way. It'll be Griffin Vader, the pitcher. He'll lead off. Will Reimer will be your second baseman today. He'll bat second. Zach Hoffman, the first baseman, batting third. Zach Zimmerman will be your catcher. He'll bat fourth today. Then we'll see Quinn Zaborowski. He'll be your right fielder. He'll battle the number five position. Then we'll see Peyton Murphy, the shortstop, batting sixth. Sean Pinkerton will be your left fielder, batting seventh. Austin Burroughs will be your third baseman. He will bat eighth today. And then Devin Smith, your center fielder, batting in the number nine position today for the Beatrice Orangemen. Your starting lineups are brought to you by 5 Points Bank of Hastings, now with three locations in the city of Hastings. 5 Points Bank of Hastings, the better bank, member FDIC. Weather-wise, couldn't ask for much better weather here today. 58 degrees at game time today, with winds blowing out of the west at about 6 miles per hour. So just a slight breeze blowing toward the left field corner here today. We've got remnants of winter still on the field, however, as we've got a bank of snow out of the extreme left center to center field in the outfield. Out across the brick wall out there, stretching from left center. The sign says 405 feet over to center field at 408 feet here at Duncan Field. So we've got a little snow out there in the extreme portions of the outfield here today, but it's not anticipated to cause any problems here in this high school baseball game. And again, since we've been here last summer for the Legion season, Duncan Field has gone under another change, as we have replaced everything in the infield with artificial turf and artificial dirt. So the only live remnants of the baseball diamond right now are out in the outfield. The outfield is in totally still a natural grass field, but the entire infield, including the dirt, is artificial. So it's like we're playing on carpet here today, and we'll see how this plays. In fact, this will be the first game played on this field since they completed the project. They just really completed the thing yesterday. They were finishing up, and it's able to play here today. So we'll see what happens as Hastings gets set to take on the Beatrice Orangemen here this afternoon. Sam Wibbles, again, is going to be your pitcher for Hastings. Very good thrower. He's a right-handed thrower for Hastings. He played for the Tigers a season ago, had a big role on this team, and then played on a traveling team during the summer, so we didn't get to see him with the Hastings Five Points Bank baseball team, but we'll see him here in the spring of 2019 as Sam Wibbles will get the start for the Hastings High Tigers here today. Coming up to the plate first for Beatrice is going to be Griffin Vader. He is going to be the pitcher. Remember, these guys have been on the field for one game already this season, dropping one earlier in the season. They played last week. So Vader will come to the plate first of all for the Beatrice Orangemen. Vader, a week ago in that ball game, he was 1-for-4 at the plate, scored a run, and had an RBI as he will bat here from the right-hand side. So the season finally getting underway for Hastings High. After four games were postponed by bad weather, Hastings hoping to play another one tomorrow against Omaha Scotts. Another game on Saturday against Twin River, their doubleheader they had scheduled against Twin River has already been called off because of the likelihood of weather action again on Saturday. So that game has already been postponed for Saturday. And the first pitch of the season is going to be upside or inside and up high on the Griffin Vader, and the count is at 1-0-0. Wibbles comes back with a fastball there as he pounds the outside corner for a strike. 1-1 here to Griffin Vader. He's going to be the pitcher for Beatrice in this ball game today. Wibbles is going to work from the stretch with nobody on the base pads here for the Hastings High Tigers. Next pitch is a fastball. A lot of steam on that, baby, and it's going to be inside for a ball. 2-1 now to Griffin Vader. Hastings in their gray baseball pants here this afternoon. Their black tops, their orange trim. Beatrice in their all-gray uniforms here today with their black trim. Wibbles comes set as he works from the stretch again. The next pitch is going to be fouled away. First base side. Out of play, and the count goes to 2-2. So 2-2 the count here to Griffin Vader. He's the leadoff hitter. Where's number 3 on that gray uniform for the Beatrice Orangemen? Hastings will pull him a little bit to our right field here. The center fielder for Hastings pulled around a couple of steps out there to his left and not playing it very deep. There's a fastball there. It's going to be in there for a strike and a strikeout. So Wibbles fell behind early, then came back with his fastball and mows down Griffin Vader here at the plate. And that's going to bring up Will Reimer next. Will Reimer coming to the plate next for Beatrice. He'll be at second base today for the Orangemen. Reimer in the first ball game, he was 1-for-2 in the ball game that they played to start their season last week. He's going to take a strike here. No balls and 1 to Will Reimer. Zach Hoffman is in the on-deck circle here for Beatrice. This ball game just getting underway. It'll be a 7-inning affair here today with high school baseball. Next pitch is going to be down low for a ball. And the count will be at 1-1 now to Will Reimer for Beatrice. Wibbles comes set again. Comes to the belt. Looks in for the sign. He's got it. Long look to the plate here. And a pitch is going to be up high for a ball. So Wibbles, when he misses, he's missing upstairs. And the count is now at 2-1 to Will Reimer for Beatrice. It is a team that lost to Wahoo, Bishop Newman, Lincoln Lutheran on the 18th of this month. There's a strike delivered up there by Wibbles, and the count is now even up at 2-2. Wibbles again looking in for the sign from J.T. Cafferty, who will do the catching chores for the Tigers here in this ball game. Next pitch is going to be inside for a ball, and he walks him there. So it should have been 3-2. Pitch inside for a baseline ball. So Reimer becomes the first base runner of the season for Beatrice here in Hastings today. Zach Hoffman coming to the plate next. Hoffman, he'll bat from the right-hand side again. So now Reimer will take his lead at first base. Here comes the pitch in. There's going to be a strike on Hoffman. Nothing and one to Zach. He played in the first ball game too. with his Beatrice team. He was 0 for 3 at the plate, scored a run for Beatrice. And that season opener last week. Next pitch is going to be a fastball that misses down low for a ball. And the count is sitting at 1-1. Jim Langan behind the plate today, umpiring here. Jim Higgins out on the plate. They're out on the base pads. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be swung on and missed. And the count is sitting at 1-2. One man out here in the top half of the first inning. Beatrice batting here against Hastings as we finally get this 2019 season underway here this afternoon. Wibbles again comes set. Next pitch is swung on a miss. Quick throw down to first base. That is by the first baseman in the right field, but they'll stay put right there. Hoffman strikes out. The second strikeout victim here for Wibbles. The throw down to first base was not in time. In fact, it was wide of the target down here. Logan Norby couldn't come up with it. It goes in the right field, but base runner could not advance. Reimer stays there at the bag at first, and now Zach Zimmerman, the catcher, will come to the plate next. He's the cleanup hitter here for Beatrice. Man is on at first base. There's two men out here in the first inning of play. Wibbles' next pitch is another fastball that's going to be swung on and missed. Wibbles has good velocity on the old fastball there. Zimmerman can't connect. Count is at no balls and one strike to Zach Zimmerman. Wibbles takes a look at the runner over at first base, over his left shoulder, delivers one of the plays. Going to be outside for a ball. The throw down there as the runner goes. Not going to be in time. In fact, it goes into center field. So a stolen base there for Will Reimer as he moves into scoring position here for the Orangemen. Down here at the plate is at 1-1. Beatrice, a season ago during the spring, 5 wins and 12 losses. Hastings was able to beat this team a season ago in Beatrice by the score of 3-1. Tigers have not had a lot of practice outside here, so I'm kind of anxious to see how Hastings gets off to a start here. Tigers have done all the work basically inside. There's a swing and a miss there, and the count is at 1-2. Tigers did get on the field yesterday for about 35, 40 minutes, and that was the first time that they had played here or even practiced here this spring. 1-2 with two men out here in the top half of the first inning. Next pitch is swung on and missed, and Hastings gets out of the inning. Zach Zimmerman goes down, so Wibbles strikes out Vader. Wibbles strikes out Hoffman, and Wibbles strikes out Zimmerman. Will Reimer gets on board with a baseline balls, but he is left stranded at second base. So after a half an inning, no runs for Beatrice, no runs on no hits, no errors, and one runner left on base. Go to the bottom of the first with a score. Beatrice nothing. Hastings is coming to bat.
5 Points Bank of Hastings has again been awarded a 5-star rating by Bauer Financial Research. We know our customers appreciate having their local community bank at the top of safety and soundness ratings.
We are very proud of the 5-star designation and will work hard to maintain this level of excellence. Knowing our community and knowing our customers, it's what sets a community bank apart from others.
5 Points Bank of Hastings, member FDIC.
As times have changed, so have our customers' needs. Gary Michaels Clothiers in Hastings meets these needs with the largest selection of fine menswear between Lincoln and Denver. Our mission is to provide our customers with a complete selection of quality, tailored clothing, accessories, sportswear, and to deliver an uncompromising level of service. And for the ladies, Gary Michaels carries Brighton jewelry, handbags, and footwear. For casual to professional menswear, shop Gary Michaels in downtown Hastings and on the Bricks in Kearney.
All right, back at Duncan Field in Hastings. Tiger baseball for you today here on 1230 KHS. Beatrice with nothing across in the top half of the first inning. Hastings batting here for the first time this season. Connor Creech will lead things off for Hastings after a very successful year on the hardwood for the Hastings High basketball team. Jacob Schroeder will follow him. Then we'll see Mike Bovey. Sam Wibbles, the pitcher, in the number 4 position here today. So Hastings High up to the plate for the first time. Connor Creech will come to the plate here for the Tigers. He will bat here from the left-hand side, and going to work will be Griffin Vader on the mound. He's a right-handed thrower. Now the pitch in there is going to be a strike in the outside corner, nothing and one to Connor Creech. Connor, of course, a multi-sport star for Hastings High. Connor played baseball during the summer for the Legion teams. Expected to play again this summer, so he's just starting a long baseball season here. Playing the first high school game of the season here this afternoon. Next pitch is going to be swung on. Maybe he's lined into the Hastings High dugout there, over there. Hopefully nobody got hurt here early, as that ball was ripped into the Hastings High dugout. And we have several players standing on the top row of the stands down there on the steps, peering over the fence down there, which surrounds the infielder and surrounds the dugouts. Next pitch is going to be up high on Connor Creech, and the count is at 1-2 now. Leading things off here in the first inning. Next pitch is going to be swung on and hit down the line at third base. That's going to be in fair territory. And the throw down to first base is not going to be in time. The catcher, Zach Zimmerman, was a little bit slow getting down the line at third base. I think he was expecting the home plate umpire to call that baby foul. It did not go foul. Zimmerman picks it up and fires it down to first base, but Connor with some good speed beats out the throw down there at first base, and Connor Creech will get aboard here for Hastings High in the first inning of play. That's going to go down, I think, as a base hit here for Connor Creech to lead off the ball game. Jacob Schroeder is going to come up there next. The pitch is going to be down low. Now the ball gets away from the catcher, Zimmerman, and running down to second base on the play is going to be Creech. So Connor gets aboard, and now he ends up at second base. That's going to be a pass ball on the catcher, Zach Zimmerman. So Connor's now sitting at second base without a whole lot of effort here out of the Hastings High offense. Jacob Schroeder, just the second guy to come to the plate here for the Tigers. Connor takes his lead. Here comes the pitch. It's going to be down low for a ball. It's 2-0. Hastings High will play here again tomorrow. Same starting time at 4:30. Big game against Omaha Scott tomorrow afternoon. We'll have it for you here on 1230 KHIS, beginning with the pregame show at 4:15. As Vader looks in for the sign and delivers, that's going to be in there for a strike in the outside corner. Count is down 2-1 to Schroeder. Hastings College is expected to play a four-game series this weekend against the University of Jamestown. However, they have moved that series to Sunday and Monday instead of Saturday and Sunday. There's an attempted bunt laid down by Jacob Schroeder. It's going to be in foul territory. And the count is at 2-2 now to Schroeder, who's playing in center field. So Hastings College will play here on Sunday and Monday after Hastings High plays here on Thursday and Friday. It'll be a 1 o'clock start for Hastings College in Jamestown on Sunday afternoon, and then a 12 o'clock start on Monday afternoon. They're going to try to dodge the rain showers that are expected in the area on this Saturday. So they'll move the Saturday doubleheader to Monday and play Sunday and Monday instead of Saturday and Sunday. That's the Hastings College schedule for the weekend. 3-2 here to Jacob Schroeder. Here comes the next pitch. A curveball is going to stay up high for a ball. And Schroeder gets a base on balls here in the first inning. So Schroeder is on at first base. Connor Creech is on at second base. Mike Bovey is going to come to the plate next for Hastings High. Bovey batting in the number 3 position here this afternoon. Bovey had a very successful summer for the Five Points Bank baseball team. In fact, he had 435 for Hastings Five Points Bank during the summer. There's a pitch that can be inside. The ball gets away from Zimmerman. And Hastings High will advance runners to second and third base. So the Tigers threatening here in the first inning. Schroeder is on at second base. Connor Creech is on at third base. Hastings with a base hit and a walk so far here in this ball game. A couple of pass balls on the catcher, Zach Zimmerman. And Hastings threatening to score here in the first inning. The next pitch is going to be in there for a strike in the inside corner. And the count is sitting at 1-1 now to Mike Bovey. During the summer, Bovee had 67 base hits and 154 trips to the plate. There's a breaking pitch that's going to stay up high for a ball. And the count is sitting at 2 balls and 1 strike. Bovee had a couple of home runs during the summer. 49 RBIs. He pops this one up and is going to get out of play as he comes back toward us. Bovee only struck out 8 times during the summer and 154 official trips to the plate, and he walked 33 times. Definitely a force for the Five Points Bank baseball team. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Here comes the next pitch by Vader. That ball's going to be hit to right field. That's going to get down for a base hit. Picked up out there. One run is going to score. Here comes his second one. It's going to be going to stop him there at third base. I thought Schroeder was going to come home as well, but Blake Marquardt plays it safe over there. The head coach, he puts up the stop sign. So Mike Bovee, he singles to right field to drive home the first run of the ball game for Hastings High. Connor Creech comes in from third base to score. Jacob Schroeder moves over to third base on the play. Tigers have runners at the corners at first and third. And now Sam Wibbles will come to the plate next for the Tigers. Wibbles is the pitcher. He'll bat from the right-hand side. The catcher, Zach Zimmerman, out in front of the plate now as he signals to the infield once up here for the Beatrice defense. With nobody out in the first inning of play, the pitch is going to be down low. And the ball scooped up off the carpet by the catcher, Zach Zimmerman. 1 ball, no strikes now to Sam Wibbles. Hastings batting here in the first inning of play. J.T. Cafferty is due up there next. Then we'll see Jacob Shaw. Vader comes set. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be in there for a strike on the outside corner. Wibbles now looking at a even count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Beatrice will play him pretty much straight away out of the outfield. Center fielder Devin Smith pulled around a couple of steps to his right out there as he gazes in. There's the ball. It's going to be hit towards center field. That's going to scoot through there for a base hit. That's going to score a run as Sam Wibbles drives home the second run of the ball game for Hastings. Right up, back up through the middle. Right in between the shortstop Murphy and the second baseman Reimer. He singles to center field. Drives home the second run of the ball game, and Hastings High has got the lead over Beatrice here in the season opener. The score is 2-0. Bovee moves down to second base on the play. Wibbles is on at first base, and now J.T. Cafferty coming to the plate next. For Hastings High, Cafferty doing the catching chores defensively. First baseman Zach Hoffman now playing in the grassy portion of the infield. What used to be the grass, now a green carpet. The pitch is going to be inside for a ball. It's 1 ball and no strikes to J.T. Cafferty. He hit 317 for the Hastings Five Points Bank baseball team during the summer this year. Had 25 walks, had 11 strikeouts. There's a big swing and a miss there by J.T. And the count is sitting at 1 ball and 1 strike to J.T. Cafferty. During the summer, last year, 33 base hits and 104 trips to the plate, 26 singles, and he had 7 doubles, 27 RBIs. J.T. Cafferty up there right now. He swings and pops this baby up out toward the right field, and that's going to be caught out there. The runner at second base is Bovee. He's going to tag up. He's going to move over to third base on the play. The Tigers have runners on at first and third base now, with only one man out here in the inning. So J.T. Cafferty will fly out to the right fielder, Quinn Zabarotsky. And that's going to bring up Jacob Shaw next. So Jacob Shaw will come to the plate now for Hastings High. Now we're going to have a conference on the mound. Jacob Shaw, he played for Hastings Five Points Bank during the summer, but only had one official at-bat. He was not successful during that one official trip to the plate for Hastings Five Points Bank this summer. Jacob Shaw playing at third base for the Hastings High Tigers here in the spring of 2019. Runners on at first and third base. Hastings with 2 runs in here in this first inning of play. Vader working from the stretch, looks over his left shoulder toward first base. Ball hit on the ground. That's going to sneak through there for a base hit. Another run is going to score. Jacob Shaw, the very first pitch that he sees, pokes that one right in between the second baseman Reimer and the first baseman Zach Hoffman into right field. That drives home another run for Hastings Eye. Bovey comes in from third base to score. Wibbles was making a big turn out there at second base for Hastings, but he decides to stay put right there. So Shaw is on at first base. Wibbles is on at second base. And now Leif Holteen will come to the plate next. Holteen is the designated hitter for Hastings. And here's the pitch. It's going to be a fastball. It's going to miss outside for a ball. One ball and no strikes. And Beatrice, during the spring last year, they were 5-12. Did not have a real successful campaign, as I remember, during the summer, during the Legion ranks. Here's the next pitch. It's going to be outside for a ball. A check swing there by Holteen, but they appeal down to the base umpire. He says, no, he did not go around with it. So the count is sending in one ball and one strike. So Griffin Vader struggling here a little bit for Beatrice. Right out of the chute in the first inning. Giving up three base hits, three runs so far. There's another check swing there, and that one's going to be called a strike. 1-2 the count. So temp in the 50s here today. 58 degrees at game time. Expected to be in the 50s again for tomorrow's game with Omaha Scott, 4:30 starting time here at Duncan. Here comes the 1-2 pitch. That may be swung on and missed, and Leif Holteen strikes out. Holteen strikes out, becomes the first strikeout victim for Griffin Vader. That's going to be out number two of the inning. Now Mason Brumbaugh is going to come to the plate next. Brumbaugh is the second baseman. He'll bat from the right-hand side. So far, Connor Creech, the only lefty in a lineup here today. There's the ball that's going to be hit toward left field. Pinkerman, he backs up and he makes a catch. Did he hang on to it? Yes. It was a lot harder than what it really needed to be there, but he makes the catch. Sean Pinkerton out there in left field retires the Hastings High Tigers here in this first inning of play. Hastings scores three runs on three base hits. No errors on the Beatrice Orangemen, and the Tigers leave two. After one inning of play, Hastings has got the lead. Hastings High, 3, Beatrice, nothing.
In May of 1947, my grandfather, Ed Dirks, and his brother-in-law founded Custom Pack in Hastings. Based on quality products, customer service, and good old-fashioned hard work, we have built a community legacy. Now, three generations and 70 years later, Custom Pack continues to offer the area the finest steaks, chops, burgers, and brats. Pride, uncompromised quality, and customer service are timeless. We can provide for tonight or a freezer full for months to come. We are Custom Pack in Hastings.
This is Bob from B&B Carpet and Donovan. So you've been thinking of new flooring but have no idea what you want or need. Let me introduce you to our family with over 50 years combined experience. Russ, Mandy, Donna, and my son Josh. Please come in to see us at B&B, and we will do our best to help you choose your new flooring. B&B Carpet and Donovan, where our customers say, that's where we always go.
1230 KHAS.
Back at Duncan Field in Hastings. Tiger baseball for you today here on 1230 KHAS and also online at PlantRiverPreps.com. Kearney is a team that was supposed to start their baseball program here in the spring of 2018 or 2019. However, they have been bit by the weather bug as well. Kearney was supposed to play at Platteview today, but that game was postponed due to wet grounds in Platteview today. Hastings High playing here against the Beatrice Orangemen in their season opener. Quinn Zabarowski coming to the plate here for Beatrice. He's the number 5 hitter. He'll be followed up by Peyton Murphy, and then we'll see Sean Pinkerton coming to the plate here to face Sam Wibbles, who is off to a good start, had 3 strikeouts in the first inning of play. And he gets ahead of the count here at no balls and 2 strikes to Quinn Zabarowski, who backs out of the batter's box here. Takes a little extra time, but now the home plate umpire, Jim Langan, having a communication with the base umpire down there behind the bag at first base. Looks like everything is all right. Jimmy puts the mask back on, takes his position behind the plate. No balls and two strikes here to Quinn Zaborowski. Wibbles working from the stretch, and there's a pitch inside and a swing and a miss. Wibbles is just mowing the Orangemen down here in the first couple of innings. That's his fourth strikeout already in this ball game. The only base runner he had a base on ball is given up to Will Reimer, the second guy that he faced in this ball game. Other than that, nobody's really got the aluminum on the old bat so far, the aluminum on the ball so far. Here's a pitch to Peyton Murphy that's going to be in there for a strike on the outside corner. No balls and one strike to Peyton Murphy. Wibbles again, delivers to the plate. That's going to be in there for another strike. No balls and two strikes here to Murphy. He's the shortstop for Beatrice. Batting in the number six hole here for the Orangemen. Wibbles again comes set and throws another one into the plate. A swing and a foul tap there. So it's one ball and two strikes. One and two the count to Peyton Murphy. Sean Pinkerton in the on-deck circle here for Beatrice. Wibbles again fires that one to the plate. It's going to be outside for a ball, two and two. So a trivia question someday. Oh, who was the first game that was played in the artificial turf at Duncan Field? Is not going to be the college team. It's not going to be one of the Legion teams, but it's Hastings High and Beatrice. Oh, remember that one. There's a high fastball and a swing and a miss, and he strikes out. Strikeout number five in the ball game now for Sam Wibbles. Tell you what, he keeps this up. This is going to be a short ball game. Coming up is going to be Sean Pinkerton. He is the left fielder. Pinkerton. He'll step in there from the left-hand side here for Beatrice. Of course, the Wibbles, the right-handed thrower. Sam looking in for a sign from his catcher, J.T. Cafferty. Next pitch is on the way, a fastball that's going to miss outside. One ball, no strikes now to Pinkerton. Austin Burroughs, the third baseman, will be next. And then Devin Smith. Beatrice can get something going here in the second. Hastings has got the lead. 3-0 over Beatrice. Next pitch is going to be inside for a ball. Two balls and no strikes here. Sean Pinkerton, the number seven hitter in the batting order. In the NCAA Men's College Basketball Tournament, got underway today. 16 first-round games. A couple of surprises already. We'll try to get you the scores here in the next couple of innings. Bring you up to date. Next pitch is going to be in there for a strike. Two balls and one strike now to Sean Pinkerton. 16 more first-round games going to be played tomorrow. The Nebraska men's basketball team, they won last night in the first round of the NIT. Won by 4 points. Next pitch is going to be in there for a strike. And it's now two balls and two strikes to Sean Pinkerton. Nebraska will play again on Sunday night against TCU down in Fort Worth. That'll be an 8:30 game on Sunday. We'll have it for you here on 1230 KHIS, beginning with the pregame at about 7:30. There's a swing and a miss, and for the second straight inning, Sam Wibbles absolutely mows down the Beatrice Orangemen. He has struck out the side in the first, and now the second inning of play. Beatrice with Zilcho here in the ballgame so far. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. We go to the bottom of the first with a score. Hastings 3, Beatrice nothing.
Family Medical Center of Hastings is the place to go for all your healthcare needs. Their team is trained to treat the whole person, regardless of age. They provide a wide range of medical care, including acute care, routine health screenings, and treatment of chronic conditions. Family Medical Center is the area's only independent family medicine clinic. They're dedicated to providing you the best care in the most cost-effective manner. Your family's home for health care. 1021 West 14th Street, proud to support all area student athletes.
Five Points Bank is strongly committed to investing in our community. This is what locally owned, locally managed banks do, and do well.
We are proud to be a leading supporter of the United Way's annual campaign.
Also, we make meaningful contributions to numerous community, educational, and civic organizations in our quest to make the quality of life in our area as strong as possible.
Giving back, it's part of our mission statement and helps make Hastings a great community. Five Points Bank, locally owned, locally managed, the better bank.
1230 KHAS.
You're listening to high school baseball coverage here today on 1230 KHAS and also online, PlatteRiverPreps.com, and also at HastingsLink.com. Hastings is out on top of Beatrice. His score is 3-0 as we head to the bottom half of the second inning. Tigers will have the numbers 8, 9, and 1 hitters coming to the plate here to face Griffin Vader, who had trouble getting out of the first inning. Hastings with 3 runs and 3 base hits there in the first. Braden Cavillage is the guy coming to the plate here to lead things off. And the count to him is going to be sitting at 1-1 as this pitch comes back to the screen. Connor Creech will be next for Hastings, and we'll see Jacob Schroeder. Here's Vader, rocks and fires again to the plate. That's a breaking pitch there that stays out wide for a ball. 2-1. Vader gave up 3 hits in the first inning. He also suffered a walk in there and had 1 strikeout. Next pitch is going to be in there for a strike. Took something off of that one, and it crosses the middle portion of the plate about chest high there on Braden Cavillage. And the number 9 hitter in the batting order has a count of 2-2. There's the next pitch. It's going to be outside for a ball, 3-2. So he sings with the ball game against Omaha Scott tomorrow here at Duncan beginning at 4:30. Saturday's doubleheader against Silver Creek has been postponed due to expected inclement weather. Next pitch is going to be outside for a ball, and the second walk given up there by Vader. As Braden Cavillage goes down to the bag at first base, and L. Connor Creech will come to the plate next for Hastings High. Creech had a little dribbler down the line into third base at the catcher. Zach Zimmerman thought was going to go foul. It did not. Zimmerman went out there to chase it down, but by that time, Connor Creech was well on his way to first base. They had an infield single back there to lead off the ball game for Hastings High. He's 1-for-1 so far in this ball game. Throw over to first baseman Zach Huffman is not going to be in time. Back in there is going to be Cavillage. He sneaks away from the bag over there at first base. Vader will look that way. Now offers one to the plate. There's the ball. It's going to be fouled away at the third base side, out of play. And the count, no balls and 1 strike now to Connor Creech for Hastings High. Schroeder swinging the bat at the on-deck circle, and we're going to see Mike Bovey is in the hole here for Hastings High. So Connor, the only left-handed stick we've got in the lineup here today for head coach Blake Marquardt. There goes the runner at first base. The pitch is inside. A throw down there right on the money, but sliding under the tag is going to be Cavillage, and he gets a stolen base. So Blake sending the runners early in this ball game there. Cavillage slides in to second base safely. Connor Creech now the count here at the plate. No balls and 2 strikes. You don't have to get up and dust yourself off anymore here after sliding into those bags. Even the dirt portion of the infield is now artificial. You just get up and you're ready to go. No balls and 2 strikes. Here comes the next pitch. It's swung on, hit toward third. Murphy on a couple of hops goes over to first base. That's not going to be in time. We talked about Connor's speed back there in the first inning. There we go. That was a chopper towards second base. Peyton Murphy did everything right there at short to grab the ball, but Connor just beats out the throw at the first base. So his second infield single of this ball game. And now the Tigers have runners on at first and third base in the second inning of play. And Jacob Schroeder will come to the plate next for the Tigers. Schroeder had a base on balls for Hastings High back there in the first inning of play, and then came around to score one of the 3 runs for the Tigers. Runners taking their leads at first and third base. Vader's pitch is going to be a fastball that misses inside. And the count is sitting at 1-ball and no strikes now to Jacob Schroeder. Schroeder re-enters the batter's box here on the right-hand side for the Tigers. Runners at first and third. There goes the runner at first base. The ball's going to be hit right to first, and he goes over and touches the bag. Coming in to score on the play is going to be Braden Cavillage. Now it's a 4-0 ball game. So Schroeder bounces out to the first baseman, Zach Huffman. He looked toward the plate, but then decided to take the sure thing. He just goes over and touches the bag at first base to record the out. Connor Creech heads down to second base on the play. So Brayton, he scores the fourth run of the ball game for Hastings High. It's now a 4-0 ball game. Tigers have the lead. And Mike Bovey comes to the plate next. Mike Bovey is going to bat here from the left-hand side now for Hastings High. So Bovey had a RBI single back there in the first inning of play. Pitch is going to be inside. The ball gets away again from Zimmerman, and sliding down to third base on the play is going to be Connor Creech. Bovey has a count of one ball and no strikes. 1-0 the count here to Bovey. Only one man out here in the second inning of play. The Tigers have the lead by a score of 4-0. Next pitch is going to be inside for a ball, 2-0. Two balls, no strikes. So Hastings, with not a lot of practice time outdoors, looking pretty sharp here in their first ball game of the season. Next pitch is going to be fouled back to the screen, and the count is at 2-1. Blake says he did a lot of practice in the gyms at Hastings High. Even did a little practice in the parking lot. And yesterday they got on the field for about 35, 40 minutes here at Duncan to take some infield. Some fly balls are just some things you can't really simulate inside in a gym, like fly balls to your outfield or relay throws from the outfield coming into the infield and stuff like that. There's the ball. It's going to be popped up out toward the right field. It's going to be in foul territory. Drifting back is the first baseman, and he's unable to make the play over there. We're toward the fence. Zaborowski was coming in, the right fielder, and Huffman, the first baseman, went over toward the fence. Neither one could get to the ball, so it's just going to be a long strike there on Mike Bovey. The count is at 3-2. Again, Bovey only struck out 8 times during the summer and 154 trips to the plate. 3-2 is the count here. Next pitch is going to be inside for a ball, and he walks him. So Bovey has got a single. He's got an RBI, and now he's got a walk here in this ball game. Hastings again with runners on at first and third base. And coming up to the plate next for Hastings will be Wibbles, the pitcher. Wibbles had an RBI single back there in the first inning of play. Tigers plated 3 in the first. They've got 1 so far here in the second inning of play, and they're still threatening with only one man out. Runners on at first and third base. Griffin Vader working from the stretch. Here comes the fastball. It's going to be inside for a ball. 1-0 the count now to Sam Wibbles for Hastings High. The assistant coach for Beatrice is Doug Tegmeyer. Tegmeyer was drafted by the New York Yankees out of high school in the 10th round. Next pitch is going to be down low for a ball. And taking off from first base and going down to second is going to be Mike Bovey. So Tegmeyer was drafted out of high school by the Yankees. He went to Nebraska and then did not go back to a pro ball after that. So he ends up as the assistant coach down in Beatrice now for this baseball team. Good guy to have on the staff. 3-0 the count here to Wibbles. The next one is right down the pipe. 3-1 the count. Sam Wibbles, the number 4 hitter in the batting order for Hastings High. Tigers are threatening again with runners on at second and third base. Wibbles now backs out of the batter's box. Takes a look at Blake Marquardt down there in the third base coaching box. Here comes the 3-1 pitch from Vader. It's going to be a breaking pitch that misses, and a base on balls. Back-to-back walks now to Bovey and to Wibbles, the 3-4 hitters in the batting order for Hastings High. J.T. Cafferty coming to the plate next. And now the Tigers are going to send out a courtesy runner to run for Wibbles down there at first base. Jackson Hoops is going to be your base runner down there at first base. Coming up to the plate next is going to be J.T. Cafferty. Cafferty, he's the catcher today for Hastings High. He flew out to right field his first time up there. So Hastings has got the bases jammed here in this second inning of play. They've already got a 4-0 lead over Beatrice in this ball game. J.T. is going to take a strike there. One ball, one strike to J.T. Cafferty. Jacob Shaw is due up there next. Vader's next pitch is going to be swung on and missed. And the count is sitting at one ball and two strikes now. 1-2 the count to J.T. Cafferty. Griffin Vader's next pitch is going to be outside for another ball. And the count is at 2-2. Griffin has had his problems finding the strike zone here in this ball game here today. He walked a guy in the first inning and has walked three so far here in the second inning of play. Next pitch is going to be swung on and fouled away, so the count is sitting at two balls and two strikes. So four walks given up by Vader. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be swung on and fouled tap back to the screen. Count remains at two balls and two strikes. You're listening to high school baseball coverage today on 1230 KHIS and also online, PlatteRiverPreps.com. HastingsLink.com here today. Two balls and two strikes. One man out. Next pitch is going to be outside. The ball gets away from the catcher, Zimmerman, and running down and scoring on the play is going to be Connor Creech. So in addition to the pitcher giving up a lot of free walks here, Zimmerman has definitely had his problems behind the plate today. Connor Creech scores on a pass ball there on the catcher. So that makes the score now 5-0. Hastings High has got the lead. Runners advanced one, so that leaves first base open for the time being. That didn't last long as J.T. Cafferty is going to have a walk here. And now we're going to have a little conference on the mound as Griffin Vader has walked three guys here. Check that. He's walked four guys in the second inning of play. It's a 5-0 ball game, and now Jacob Shaw is going to come to the plate next. Conference continues out on the mound there for Beatrice. We'll see if they make any changes out there. So Jackson Hoops is on at second base for Hastings. Nathan Burns is now going to come out and run at first base for the catcher, J.T. Cafferty. Vader stays out there. So Burns is on at first base. Jackson Hoops is on at second base. And coming into the play is going to be Jacob Shaw. Mike Bovey is over there at third base for Hastings High. Tigers are out on top here by a score of 5-0 in their season opener. Their season and their home opener. Next pitch is going to be outside for a ball as Jacob Shaw scores around the bunt. Pulls it back, takes a pitch way outside, down low. Count is sitting at one ball and one strike, and now Vader is going to come home here because there's no place to put this guy. Jacob Shaw, next pitch is going to be outside for another ball, 2-1. Hastings High, Omaha Scott tomorrow beginning at 4:30 will be on the air with a pregame show at 4:15 on a Friday afternoon on 1230 KHIS. There's a ball hit toward third base. They field it there. They go to home plate, and they record the out there. Zimmerman again dropped the ball and had to pick it up. Austin Burroughs makes the play at third base, so Jacob Shaw is going to get a board on a fielder's choice. They're going to retire Mike Bovey here at the plate from third baseman Austin Burroughs to the catcher Zach Zimmerman. So that's the second out of the inning. Runners are Still on at first, second, and third here in this second inning of play. Shaw is on at first base. Burns is on at second base. And now Jackson Hoops has moved over to third base for the Tigers. Hastings out on top of this ball game. The score is 5-0. There's the next pitch. It gets away from Zimmerman. It's going to come back to the screen. And yes, another run comes in to score. So the Tigers now lead by a score of 6-0. Jackson Hoops comes in to score on another pass ball here on the catcher, Zach Zimmerman. Leifold Teen has a count of 1-1 here at the plate. So the Tigers, they had 3 hits in the first inning. They've got 1 hit here in the second inning of play. Rest of them have been free passes. There's a swing and a miss there by whole team. Burns, the base runner down there at third base, was about halfway to home plate there. I don't know if somebody missed his sign or what, but Burns was able to turn around and head back to the bag at third. Here comes the next pitch to whole team, a swing and a miss, and the Tigers are finally out of the second inning of play. Burns has struck out, or rather whole team has struck out both times that he's been up there. The only 2 strikeouts recorded by Griffin Vader. But the Tigers again played 3 runs here in the second inning of play. 3 runs on only 1 base hit. No errors. Bunch of walks here in this ball game, and a couple of men left on base here in the second. So we go to the top of the third. Hastings in control. It's the Tigers 6 and Beatrice nothing.
Get more than you expect at Furniture Direct.
Come try out the new 2019 Beautyrest models at Mattress Direct. Whether it's traditional or hybrid, Beautyrest has the mattress you'll love. Plus, we have last year's models with drastic markdowns to move them out. You can even get free local delivery and up to 60-month special financing. Now that's getting more than you expect. Mattress Direct, next to Furniture Direct in Hastings, and find even more savings online at FurnitureDirectHastings.com.
Whether you're talking sports or farming, one thing is the same. You need power. Think Husker Power products for propane, natural gas, and diesel irrigation engines customized to your needs. When you require irrigation power, parts, or timely service, think Husker Power products, your provider of GM-powered natural gas and LP high-efficiency irrigation engines and fuel-efficient Isuzu diesel engines. Call 402-463-1531 for Husker Power products of Hastings, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Now, also located in Sutton.
1230 KHAS.
You're listening to high school baseball coverage today here on 1230 KHAS and also online at PlantRiverPreps.com. Hastings with the lead over Beatrice. The score is 6-0. Here, the Tigers game on Saturday has already been postponed due to inclement weather, or expected inclement weather. Hastings are supposed to play a doubleheader against Silver Creek on Saturday. They will stay home instead. Hastings College baseball game scheduled for Saturday has been moved to Monday. So the Broncos will play here at Duncan Field on Sunday and Monday against the Jimmies from the University of Jamestown. Sunday's doubleheader gets underway at 1 o'clock with Monday's doubleheader scheduled to go at noon, and we'll have coverage here on 1230 KHAS. So we kind of moved into the suite here at Duncan Field for the next several months. Got high school and Hastings College baseball going on now. We'll get to the Summer Baseball Legion campaign, and then Hastings will be hosting the regional tournament for American Legion baseball this year for the first time in a long, long time. That'll be in August, so by the time we finish up baseball this summer, it'll be time for football season. Anyway, we got the spring season underway here with Hastings High playing their first game of the year against the Beatrice. Out on top of the Orangemen, the score is 6-0. Sam Wibbles has absolutely mowed down Beatrice so far here in this ball game. He's got 6 strikeouts in 2 innings. Austin Burroughs is the guy's going to try his luck up here in the third inning of play. This one's scheduled for 7 here today, and there's strikeout number 7 on 4 pitches. Austin Burroughs becomes the seventh strikeout victim for Sam Wibbles. And now Devin Smith will come to the plate next. So Devin Smith comes to the plate for the first time. He bats from the right-hand side as well. Wibbles working from the stretch. Fastball is going to be down low for a ball. One ball, no strikes. Wibbles has walked one. He has struck out seven so far in this ball game. Smith in their season opener, he was 1-for-3. Next pitch is another fastball, and you hear the pop back into the glove there of JT Cafferty. He's in there for a strike. One ball, one strike now to Devin Smith. And Beatrice, they started the season with a loss earlier this season. Earlier this month, there's another strike that's going to be in there for the second strike on the outside corner. No balls and two strikes. Wahoo, Bishop, Newman, Lincoln, Lutheran. They beat this team by a score of 10-6. Next pitch is going to be inside for a ball. And the count is sitting at two balls and two strikes now to Devin Smith. And Wibbles did not play in the Legion ranks during the summer. Played on a traveling team out of state. I can see why. He's got some stuff here. There's a swing and a miss and another strikeout. Devin Smith goes down. Strikeout number 8 in the ball game now for Wibbles. Now coming up there is going to be Griffin Vader. Vader is the opposing pitcher. He struck out back there in the first inning of play. So he comes to the plate here in the third. The score is 6-0. Hastings has got the lead. Here's the next pitch. It's going to be outside for a ball, and it's now one ball, no strikes. We get our second choo-choo by the old ballpark here. I'm glad they're on schedule for another spring and summer. Here's the next pitch. It's going to be down low for a ball, and it's now two balls, no strikes. So this is one of the very few hitters that Wibbles has fallen behind on. 2-0 the count here to Griffin Vader. With two men out in the third, Wibbles again stomps at the belt. Here's his delivery. That's going to be up high for a ball. Now it's 3-0. So three balls and no strikes. Wibbles walked Will Reimer in the first inning of play. Other than that, he's struck out everybody that he's faced so far. See if Wibbles can battle back here with the count sitting at three balls and no strikes. Next pitch is on the way. That's going to be down low for a ball. And there's a four-pitch walk given up there to Griffin Vader. So Griffin becomes the second base runner in this ball game. Pitcher for Beatrice, he's going to run for himself down there at the bag. Here's Will Reimer coming to the plate next. Vader's going to inch away from the bag down there. Holding him on for Hastings High is going to be Logan Nordby. Next pitch to the plate is going to be down low and a little bit outside. So five straight pitches outside the strike zone here for Sam Wibbles. They got one ball and no strikes now to Will Reimer. Reimer batting here from the right-hand side. Next pitch is on the way. That's going to be down low for another ball. Two balls and no strikes here to Will Reimer. Again, Wimbles comes set as he works from the stretch with a base runner over there at first base. Wimbles offers another one to the plate. There's a swing and a miss. If you get back on track here, swing and a miss by Will Reimer, and the count is sitting at two balls and one strike. We'll get you the first round scores from the NCAA basketball tournament when time permits here. 16 first round games being played today and tonight. Next pitch is going to be inside for a ball. Now the second straight hitter, he's fallen behind. Three balls and one strike here. Hastings High with the lead over Beatrice. The score is 6-0. This one's scheduled for 7 for this afternoon here at Duncan Field. Next pitch is going to be inside for a ball, so there's back-to-back walks. So So back-to-back walks. That's the second and third walk of the ball game given up by Wibbles. And now the pitching coach for Hastings High, they come out and have a couple of words with the Wibbles as Vader has reached on a base on balls. Will Reimer has also reached on a base on balls, and that's going to bring up the number three hitter in the batting order now, Zach Huffman. He's the first baseman. He struck out back there in the first inning of play. Murray State is out on top of Marquette in the NCAA basketball tournament. That's a number 12 seed against a number 5 seed. Murray State with a lead over Marquette with about 12 minutes to go in the game at 62-44. Murray State has got the lead. Kansas, they won today. The Jayhawks over Northeastern, 87-53. That game is final. Kansas, the number 4 seed in the tournament this year. There's a swing and a miss there by Huffman, and the count is at no balls and one strike. Zach Zimmerman, the catcher, is due up there next. There's two men out here for Beatrice. So Wibbles actually retired the first two guys here in the third inning and then walked a couple of guys. There's a pitch delivered up there on the inside corner for a strike, and it's sitting at no balls and two strikes. So Wibbles just a strike away from getting out of this third inning with runners on at first and second base. Here comes the 0-2 pitch now from Sam Wibbles. It's on the way. That one is going to be inside and dancing in the right-hand batter's box was Zach Huffman. Down is sitting at one ball and two strikes now to Zach. With Zimmerman due up there next for Beatrice. Center fielder for Hastings, Jacob Schroeder, way around over into a right center field here. In fact, there's a huge gap between him and the left fielder Connor Creech out there. If Huffman can go that way, there's a swing and a miss, and he didn't even get the aluminum on the old ball there, and he strikes out. Strikeout number 9 in the ball game now for Sam Wibbles. He's got 3 strikeouts in each the first, second, and third innings here. Beatrice, they come up empty in the third in their attempt to get back into the ball game. No runs on no hits, no errors, and 2 runners left on base. We go to the bottom of the third with a score of Hastings 6, Beatrice nothing.
Hi, this is Kara Tharp, owner of Pat's Auto Repair and Towing in Hastings. My father, Pat, was proud to provide top-notch auto repair service to Hastings and the surrounding area.
This is Pat from Pat's Auto Repair and Towing. We are your AAA-approved auto repair facility, the only one in Hastings.
Today, we provide the same quality service at Pat's that my dad built this business on, making sure that you, the customer, gets your vehicle repaired and back on the road. Thank you for doing business with our family the past 35 years. We look forward to providing you with continuing dependable, affordable, and friendly auto repair service at Pat's Auto Repair and Towing, 305 South Denver in Hastings. Call us today at 402-463-9607.
Selecting the right insurance company is an important process, and there are many aspects to consider. Klein Insurance has many years of experience to back up their service, so you can be assured your investments are protected. Get your free no-obligation insurance quote on home, auto, business, farm, or crop insurance. Give yourself the peace of mind that so many clients already have with Klein Insurance. Klein Insurance, 710 South Burlington in Hastings. Insurance with service since 1959.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here at Duncan Field. Hastings out on top of Beatrice. His score is 6-0 here in this ball game. Murray State continues to lead Marquette 66-46. Kansas winners over Northeastern 87-53. Michigan State today beat Bradley 76-65. Florida State came back to beat Vermont. Final is 76-69. LSU got by Yale today in the NCAA basketball tournament, 79-74. Auburn, 78. New Mexico State, 77. It was Minnesota over Louisville, 86-76. A little bit of an upset there, number 10 against the number 7 seeds. Maryland over Belmont. Final is 79-77. Belmont had the lead throughout much of that ball game, but Maryland comes back to win. So that brings you up to date on the NCAA Men's College Basketball Tournament. And again, all that action is going on all day, all night tonight over on ESPN 1550 KICS. Mason Brumbaugh is the guy at the plate here for Hastings, and he's going to be hit by a pitch. Brumbaugh had a count of two and one, and now he's hit by a pitch. And now Braden Cavillage will come to the plate next. Braden Cavillage will come to the plate here for Hastings High. He reached on a baseline balls his first time up there. Lays down a bunt on the third base side. It's going to be over in the foul territory. And the count now is at no balls and one strike. We got a new pitcher out there for Beatrice. It's going to be Peyton Murphy. So Peyton Murphy will come on here in this third inning of play to throw here. Murphy was playing at shortstop. He moves to the pitcher's mound. So Peyton Murphy down to the hill. There's a shot to left center field. That's going to get down. That's going to be extra bases. Pinkerton chases the ball down around the bag at third. Coming home is going to be Brumbaugh. And there's our first extra base hit of the ball game. Braden Cavillage in the number nine position here for Hastings High. He parks that one out into left center field. That scores another run in the ball game for Hastings as Mason Brumbaugh comes all the way around from first base to score. And Hastings High now leading in this ball game by a score of 7-0. That's the hardest hit ball we have seen so far today. Braden Cavillage on the number nine hole parks that one out into left center field. As we told you at the beginning of the game, there's a snow out of the outfield stretching from left center out to a center field, and that baby was near the snow out there in the far outer reaches of the outfield as that one finally rolls to a stop out there. There's another bunt laid down by Connor Creech. This one is going to be in foul territory. So the count is sitting at no balls and one strike now to Connor Creech. So Hastings has scored in every inning so far. Three in the first, three in the second, and now one here in the third inning of play. Braden Cavillage is your base runner down there at second base for Hastings. Connor has a count here of no balls and one strike at the plate. Next pitch by Murphy is going to be down low for a ball. And the count is now at one ball and one strike. Moving over to a shortstop in the play is going to be the previous pitcher. So they just exchange positions. As Griffin Vader is now playing at the shortstop for Beatrice. They got one ball and one strike here to Connor Creech. There's a swing and a miss. And Connor falls behind it. One ball and two strikes. So Griffin Vader, he goes two innings today and gives up six runs for Beatrice. Six runs and four base hits. Next pitch is going to be inside for a ball on Connor. Two balls and two strikes. Let's see. He walked a guy in the first, and he walked one, two, three, four more. So he had five walks in the ball game. We're talking about Griffin Vader, the pitcher for Beatrice. Next pitch to Connor is going to be outside for a ball, three and two. So two innings pitched, six runs given up, four hits and five walks. Had a couple of strikeouts. Next pitch is going to be inside for a ball, and he walks him. Well, Connor Creech gets a free pass. He heads down to the bag at first. Peyton Murphy's first walk surrendered here. And Hastings beat this team last year 3-1 down in Beatrice. It was placed in the schedule again early, like this one is, although this is the season opener for Hastings because of all the inclement weather. Jacob Schroeder coming to play next. He hammers that ball out to left field, and that was going to curve by the white tower out there, and it's going to curve in foul territory. But Jacob Schroeder gets a big piece of that one now. He's just going to straighten her out. No balls and one strike to Schroeder. He's the number two hitter in the batting order. He's playing out in center field today defensively for Hastings, although he has not seen a lot of action out there. Neither has anybody else in the infield or the outfield. As Sam Wibbles has mowed everybody down on the pitcher's mound. There's a breaking pitch. It's going to be in there for a strike. Nice pitch delivered up there by Murphy. And the count is sitting at no balls and two strikes. Mike Bovee swinging the bat in the on-deck circle here for the Hastings High Tigers. Hastings in complete control of this game. 7-0 is the score. Next pitch is going to be up high for a ball. 1-2 the count now to Schroeder. Reached on the baseline. Balls his first time up there. High school baseball action here today from Duncan. After four games are postponed by inclement weather, Hastings finally finds a date that we can play baseball. We're doing it today with a temperature of 58 degrees here at Duncan. Next pitch is going to be up high for a ball, and the count is sending it 2 balls and 2 strikes now to Jacob Schroeder. Nobody out for Hastings here in the third. There goes a pitch inside, and it hits him. The runners are going on the pitch. Probably drew attention out of the corner of the eye from Peyton Murphy. And the pitch comes inside and hits Jacob Schroeder. So Schroeder has reached base twice in his ball game so far on a base on balls and now being hit by a pitch. Schroeder is on at first. Connor Creech is on at second base. Braden Cavillage has moved on to third base. Mike Bovee comes to the plate next. Not a comforting thought for the Beatrice coaching staff here as the pitch to Bovee is going to sail out wide for a ball. 1 ball and no strikes now to Mike Bovee, one of the leading hitters for the Hastings Five Points Bank baseball team this summer. There's the ball hit to center field, and that's going to get by the center fielder, Devin South. That's going to roll out to the snowbank out there in the left center field. 1-2-3 run score, and Bovee's going to end up at third base. Braden Cavillage comes in from third to score. Connor Creech from second base, he scores. Jacob Schroeder, no problem. He scores. Everybody wants to get into the act in this party here today. Mike Bovee with a 3-run triple in this third inning, and Hastings has blown things open. It's now a 10-0 ball game over Beatrice. Coming up there next for Hastings will be Wibbles, the pitcher. Wibbles had an RBI single in the first inning of play. And a base on balls in the second. And he hits that ball hard as well out toward left field. And that one's going to be fielded by Pinkerton. He grabs the ball, but tagging up at third base and scoring on the play is going to be Bovee. And Hastings now leads by the score of 11-0 here in the ball game. That one was hit hard, but right at Sean Pinkerton, who after the last couple of batters was playing pretty deep out there in left field. And he grabs that one. He could have been in concrete. So Wibbles, he flies out to left field. That's only the first out of the inning, though. 11-0. Hastings has got the lead over Beatrice. Here's JT Cafferty coming to the plate next for the Tigers. He hits that ball to center field. That's going to be a base hit. Murphy trying to get his glove up there, the pitcher, but couldn't do it. That goes sailing over his head in the center field. JT Cafferty, he gets a single here in the third inning of play. And now coming up to the plate for Hastings is going to be Jacob Shaw. Burns is going to run over there at first base now for the catcher, JT Cafferty. So Burns is on at first base. Jacob Shaw, he wants to join the party here. He's at the plate for Hastings High. He hits that ball out to left field. Pinkerton again backs up, and he makes the catch. So Jacob Shaw flies out to left field for the second out. Coming up to the plate next for Hastings will be Leif Holteen. So now the Tigers have battered around here. They sent 8 guys to the plate in the first inning, 8 guys to the plate in the second inning, and now Leif Holteen. He's the 9th guy to come to the plate against Peyton Murphy here in the third. There's a ball that's going to be hit out towards second base, drifting back to second baseman Will Reimer, and he makes the catch. Leifoldine is going to be retired into play, but the Tigers again score runs in bunches here in the third inning. Hastings scoring 5 runs in the third. Couple of big shots, the 3-run triple by Mike Bovey and the double by Braden Cavillage that scored another run. So Hastings has got the lead after 3 innings. It's the Tigers 11, Beatrice nothing.
Place to go for all your healthcare needs. Their team is trained to treat the whole person, regardless of age. They provide a wide range of medical care, including acute care, routine health screenings, and treatment of chronic conditions. Family Medical Center is the area's only independent family medicine clinic. They're dedicated to providing you the best care in the most cost-effective manner. Your family's home for health care. 1021 West 14th Street, proud to support all area student athletes.
All of us at Five Points Bank strongly believe in supporting our area's youth.
Five Points Bank contributes annually to the booster clubs of our area high school schools and Hastings College.
We believe student participation in extracurricular activities results in better student engagement and academic performance.
Extracurricular activities are the other half of education, and Five Points Bank supports and promotes these activities.
Get out there and support our youth by attending a ball game, a concert, an art show. Let's show our young people we care.
Got the Monday blues? Find the right pet just for you. Tune in every Monday at 8:30 for the Start Over Rover Pet of the Week show, brought to you by TLC Vet Care in Hastings. Every Monday, Start Over Rover brings on a pet, usually a cat or a dog, and they try to bring awareness about the importance of adopting and give you a few tips along the way about how to be a better owner. So tune in every Monday for the Pet of the Week show and start the week off right on 1230 KHAS.
1230 KHAS.
All right, Hastings High baseball for you today. Here on 1230 KHAS, the Tigers having an easy time of things. Here in the season opener, they've got an 11-0 lead over Beatrice. Wibbles is going to stay out there and throw for Hastings High here in this fourth inning of play. We'll see how much longer he goes here in the ball game. Zach Zimmerman is going to come to the plate to lead things off here for Beatrice here in this inning. And we'll see what head coach Blake Marquardt. He's got some new guys out on the field now, so we try to pick those up for you. So Wibbles will go to work on Zach Zimmerman. Zimmerman has struck out so far in his only plate appearance. That was back there in the first inning. He shouldn't feel bad. I think there's a lot of guys that have just struck out in this ball game. As Wibbles has got 9 strikeouts through the first 3 innings of play. There's a big swing and a miss there by Zimmerman, and the count is at 1-2. Really doesn't make any difference who Blake has in the infield or the outfield because they haven't touched the ball so far today. Just the pitcher and the catcher basically have touched the baseball in this ball game today defensively for the Tigers. And there's another swing and a miss. The only time the infield gets to touch the ball is when they center around the horn after the strikeout. Zach Zimmerman, he strikes out for the second time today. Strikeout number 10 in the ball game for Sam Wibbles. And now Quinn Zaborowski will come to the plate next. Had to go down and get the correct way to say his name. There's more consonants in his name than vowels, and that's always a tough sign when you see it as a radio guy. But Quinn Zaborowski, the right fielder, coming to the plate here for Beatrice. He struck out in the second inning of play. He was strikeout victim number 4. And there's a swing and a miss there. No balls and 2 strikes. Wibble's fastball has been very good today, and basically he's had all of his pitches working, it seems like, from here. No balls, 2 strikes to Zaborowski. There's the next pitch. That baby's way outside for a ball. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Only a couple of innings that Wibbles allowed a base runner. He allowed a walk in the first inning, and then went back-to-back with walks in the third. Other than that, just a whole lot of swinging error here by Beatrice. Next pitch is going to be up high for a ball, so it's 3 balls and 2 strikes. Wibbles has struck out 10 and has walked 3 in the ball game, giving up no runs and no hits to this point. Here comes the 2-2 pitch now from Wibbles with one man out here in the fourth. It's on the way. That's going to be inside for a ball. And now it's 3 balls and 2 strikes. So Wibbles will try to wiggle his way out of this little jam here. 3 balls and 2 strikes to Quinn Zaborowski. Wibbles comes set. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be up high for a ball. And a baseline ball is going to be the fourth one given up here. So Zaborowski heads down to the bag at first base. And now Peyton Murphy will come to the plate next. Peyton Murphy comes to the plate here as the number 6 guy in the batting order. Logan Nordby is your first baseman. He'll hold on that runner down there at the bag, and the pitch to the plate is going to be inside for a ball. 1-0 the count here to Peyton Murphy. He started as your shortstop. He took his try on the pitcher's mound there in the last inning and did not have a whole lot of success. Next pitch is going to be inside for a ball. Now the count is sitting at 2 balls and no strikes. Mason Brumbaugh still out there at the second base for Hastings High. He's trying to pick up. Blake is going to the bench here. Hastings got a huge roster for the spring of 2019. We expected to see a lot of guys get in the ball game here today. 3 balls and no strikes to Peyton Murphy. Wibbles again comes set. Next pitch is going to be in there for a strike. That baby's right down the pipe. 3-1 the count. Jackson Hoops now into the ball game at shortstop for Hastings High. 3 balls and 1 strike here to Peyton Murphy. Next pitch is going to be inside for a ball. So for the second straight inning, a couple of walks given up back-to-back there. Runners are now on at first and second base. Catcher is JT Cafferty. He's going to go out and have a couple of words with his pitcher, Sam Wibbles. Very short conference, though, as he returns back to his spot behind the plate here for Hastings High. Coming up there next for Beatrice is going to be Sean Pinkerton. Pinkerton is the left fielder. He flew out his last time up there. Check that. He grounded out. No, he didn't. He struck out his last time up there. Mike Bovey has moved over to third base now for Hastings High. So your infield has Bovey and Jackson Hoops and Mason Brumbaugh and Logan Nordby working from third base to first base with Wibbles on the mound and JT Cafferty behind the plate. Next pitch is going to be down low. The ball gets away from JT back to the screen. And running down to a second and third base on the play is going to be Murphy and Zaborowski. So Wibbles with a wild pitch there as that baby came all the way back to the screen. JT couldn't even get a glove on that one. Pinkerton now has a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Season opener here for the Hastings High Tigers. Hastings comfortably ahead in this ball game. The score is 11-0 over Beatrice here at Duncan Field. Here comes the next pitch by Wibbles. That's going to be right down the pipe there. And it is now 1 ball and 2 strikes. 1-2 the count here. Connor Creed still out in left field for Hastings High as he looks on here for the Tigers. Wibbles with a count of 1-2 at the plate with one man out. Next pitch is going to be outside for another ball. Tigers do have some guys warming up down in the bullpen, down on the third base side. So we'll see how long Blake will stay with Sam Wibbles out there. especially early in the season. 2-2 the count here. Pinkard's in waiting here in the left-hand batter's box. Here comes the next pitch to him. It's going to be down low for another ball, and it's 3-2. 3-2 the count here. To Sean Pinkerton, he struck out back during the second inning of play. Wibbles comes set again at the belt. Looks in at home plate and offers one. It's going to be outside, a little bit outside for a ball. And another baseline ball is given up there. 6 walks now for Wibbles. And he has walked the bases loaded here in the fourth inning. There's one man out, and it's going to be all she wrote, I think, for Wibbles. As Blake Barncourt is going to make his way onto the pitcher's mound here for Hastings. So we'll see what happens as the conversation will continue. Hastings out on top, 11-0. Tigers scoring 3 in the first inning. They scored 3 in the second inning and 5 more in the third. This is really the only inning that Beatrice has threatened to score in the ball game. Orangemen, they had a base runner in the first and a couple of base runners in the second inning of play thanks to walks. They've got 3 base runners here in the fourth inning thanks to walks. And Wibbles is going to stay in the ball game. Sam's going to stay out there for Blake Marquardt, but Blake, as he comes off of the diamond, takes a look down in the bullpen and makes sure his guy is warmed up out there. Right-handed thrower is throwing for the Tigers here in the fourth inning of play. We'll see if Wibbles can get out of things here with no damage done. There's a pitch that's going to be in there for a strike. Austin Burroughs is your batter. He's a right-handed hitter. Pitch came inside and made him dance away from the plate, but Jimmy Langan rings him up with a strike in the inside corner. 0-1 here to Austin Burroughs. Here's the next pitch. It's going to be outside for a ball, and it's now 1-1. Got a good crowd on hand here. I think everybody's just anxious to get outdoors. Finally, we see the sunshine, and everybody's anxious to get outside. We've got a good crowd on hand, although not a lot to cheer for so far with the Tigers is rolling along here at 11-0. Next pitch is swung on and missed by Austin Burroughs. And the count is at 1-2 now. Burroughs, he struck out back there in the third inning of play. He was the 7th strikeout victim for Sam Wibbles. 1-2 the count here. Next pitch is a breaking pitch. It's a called 3rd strike. So he goes down. He's the 11th now strikeout victim for Sam Wibbles. So he has the opportunity to be the 7th and the 11th all in the same game here, as Devin Smith will come to the plate next. Devin Smith, he struck out back there in the third inning. So now there's 2 men out for Beatrice. They're threatening here with the bases loaded in the fourth inning of play. There's a fastball that's going to be in there for another strike. No balls, 1 strike. It's like Wibbles is just kind of teasing this lineup here. He walks the bases loaded here, and he's mowed down the Burroughs, and now he's working on Devin Smith to try to get out of the inning. Here comes the next pitch. That baby's going to be fouled away back into the screen. So it's 0-2. Wibbles just a strike away from getting out of here with no damage done. Schroeder is your center fielder. He's pulled way around again over in the right center field. A huge gap between him and Connor Creech out in left field. Devin Smith waiting on the pitch. 0-2 is your count. Next pitch on the way outside for a ball. 1-2 the count. Hastings will play Omaha Scott here tomorrow. Scott, normally one of the top teams in Class B. We'll see them at 4:30 tomorrow afternoon on the air with the pregame show with the coach at 4:15 here on 1230 KHAS. 1-2 here to Devin Smith. There's a swing and a miss. Foul tap back into the glove of JT Cafferty, and Hastings gets out of the inning. Strikeout number 12 in the ball game now for Sam Wibbles. Beatrice, they score no runs on no hits, no errors, and 3 runners left on base. We go to the 5th inning of play. Hastings High has got the lead. It's the Tigers 11, Beatrice nothing.
In May of 1947, my grandfather, Ed Dirks, and his brother-in-law founded Custom Pack in Hastings. Based on quality products, customer service, and good old-fashioned hard work, we have built a community legacy. Now, three generations and 70 years later, Custom Pack continues to offer the area the finest steaks, chops, burgers, and brats. Pride, uncompromised quality, and customer service are timeless. We can provide for tonight or a freezer full for months to come. We are Custom Pack in Hastings.
As times have changed, so have our customers' needs. Gary Michaels Clothiers in Hastings meets these needs with the largest selection of fine menswear between Lincoln and Denver. Our mission is to provide our customers with a complete selection of quality, tailored clothing, accessories, sportswear, and to deliver an uncompromising level of service. And for the ladies, Gary Michaels carries Brighton jewelry, handbags, and footwear. For casual to professional menswear, shop Gary Michaels in downtown Hastings and on the Bricks in Kearney.
30 KHAS.
Peyton Murphy is going to be replaced on the hill now by Will Reimer for Beatrice. So Peyton Murphy, he goes one inning today, gives up five runs, three hits, a walk, and one hit batter. Will Reimer comes in to face the Hastings High staff now. Reimer was playing at second base for Beatrice. 11-0 is the score. Hastings batted around in the last inning, so we're going to start this inning the same place we started the last inning with Mason Brumbaugh coming to the plate here.
Now batting for the Tigers, the second baseman, number four, Mason Brumbaugh.
So Brumbaugh comes up there. He's been hit by a pitch. And he's also flown out to left field in his two plate appearances here today. He is 0-for-1 officially in this ball game. Hastings with a lead 11-0 over Beatrice. So we'll see what Will Reimer can do now. On the hill here for Beatrice, he's a right-handed thrower. Brumbaugh's going to take a pitch down low for a ball here. One ball and no strikes. Reimer working quickly. Next pitch is already on the way. It's going to be in there for a strike in the outside corner. 1-1 the count now. All right, so we're going to see what happened to Peyton Murphy. He was at shortstop, came to the pitcher's mound. There's a pitch that can be inside, and it hits Mason Brumbaugh. So not a good start there for Reimer as he beans the first guy that he sees. Mason Brumbaugh, for the second time today, heads down and gets the free pass on the black and blue pitch. Mason Brumbaugh is on the bags again for Hastings High. And now here's Braden Cavillage coming to the plate next. He had a big two-run double his last time up there. Now the ball gets away from the catcher. Again, back to the screen. Down to the bag at second, making a big turn down there is going to be Brumbaugh. He'll stay put right there at second base. It's a wild pitch by Reimer. The count is at one ball and no strikes here. Here comes the next pitch by Reimer. That's going to be outside for a ball. And it's now two balls and no strikes. Just checking, we've got some new guys in the lineup as well for the Beatrice Orangemen as well in this ball game. Got to pick those up for you as this inning moves on. The next pitch is going to be outside for a ball. Cavillage now looking at three balls and no strikes. So 3-0 the count. Next pitch is going to be a breaking pitch. It's going to be in there for a strike, 3-1. Hastings and Omaha Scott tomorrow. Their game against Silver Creek, their doubleheader scheduled for Saturday, has been postponed due to expected bad weather. Next pitch by Reimer is going to be upside, up high for a ball. And it's a hit batter and a base on balls to begin Beatrice's run here in the fourth inning of play. Coming up there next for Hastings is going to be Connor Creech. Connor is so far in the ball game. He's got a couple of singles and a base on balls so far. Connor's officially 2-for-2 here in this ball game. There's a swing and a miss, and the runners took off on the pitch. Did Connor get a piece of it? He did not. So a double steal there for Brumbaugh and Cavillage, and Hastings has got runners on at second and third base. So a double steal there out of the bottom half of the order there. Now Connor Creech sitting here in the number one position with nobody out. He's got runners on in scoring position at second and third again. There's a little chopper. It's going to be in foul territory. One ball and two strikes now to Connor Creech. Jacob Schroeder would be next. And then Mike Bovius we keep with this lineup. Blake Marquardt down there in the third base coaching box. An impressive start for Hastings High here. There's a swing and a miss. The catcher hangs on to the ball, and Connor is out on a strikeout. So a strikeout there for Will Reimer. Those have been far and in between for the pitching staff for Beatrice. Jacob Schroeder coming to the plate next. Again, Hastings High, a very successful year last year. They had to use the wild card to get into the state tournament after being beaten in the districts, and then Hastings caused some noise while they were there. They went 3-2 in the state tournament last year, finished with a mark of 18-7, and Hastings finishing second in Class B behind Norris, who beat him 11-0 in the championship game after Hastings had defeated Norris in the opening round of the state tournament just a couple of days before that. Tigers looking to get back to the state tournament again this year. Still a very young program. This is the third year of existence for Hastings High. Next pitch is going to be in there for a strike, and the count is at 2-1 now to Jacob Schroeder. Another team in the Tri-Cities starting baseball here in the spring of 2019 was Kearney, but they're having a tough time getting started. There's a bouncing ball toward third. It's fielded there, and the play is going to be over to first base. That's going to be in time. Now back across the diamond over to third. That's not in time. So Schroeder, he is thrown out in the play from third to first. Coming in to score in the play is going to be Mason Brumbaugh. He makes it a 12-0 ball game in favor of Hastings High. Cavillage ends up at third base on the play. So now we got a runner on at third. There's two men out of the inning. And Mike Bovee coming to the plate next for Hastings High. He's going to take a strike here. No balls and one strike to Mike Bovee. He had a three-run triple his last time up there. Base on balls in the second. Had an RBI single in the first inning. So what a start for Mike Bovee after a great summer. He is 2-for-2 in this ball game. Two runs scored with four RBIs. Bovee even up on the count now with 1-1. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be down low, a little bit outside. 2-1. You're listening to high school baseball coverage today on 1230 KHIS and also online at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Here comes the next one. It's going to be in there for a strike, and it's now 2-2 to Mike Bovee, who's batting in the number three position here for Hastings High in this ball game. Wibbles would be next. We'll see if he comes out here for the Tigers. There's a bouncing ball toward first. It's going to be in foul territory. 2-2 to Mike Bovee. Wibbles is out on the on-deck circle, so evidently Blake's going to let Sam Wibbles maybe finish things off here. 12-0 is the score. There's an inside pitch, and it's a swung on and missed. There's an action you don't see very often. Mike Bovee striking out. Strikeout number two in the ball game. For Will Reimer, Hastings comes up with one run here in this inning. One run on no base hits, no errors, and one runner left on base. We go to the fifth inning of play with a score, Hastings 12, Beatrice nothing.
Mary Lanning's been a very successful hospital in the area, a longstanding service to the community for over 100 years now. One of the important things that set Mary Lanning apart is its focus on safety and service to the community. My family grew up in this area. My parents both went to Hastings High School, and my grandparents lived in the town. So I think it's part of the culture here in the Midwest. So I think it just is carrying over from the culture in this area to being practiced through the hospital. I liked the idea of coming to a smaller community and providing the service that a neurosurgeon can provide. It means that the patients have the confidence that they can get high-level treatment at their local hospital. My name is Dr. Scott Bell. I'm a neurosurgeon at Mary Lanning Healthcare.
Mary Lanning Healthcare, your care, our inspiration.
1230 KHAS.
Sam Wibble is going to be down after four innings here. Wibble gives up no runs in this ball game. Had 12 strikeouts. Also had five walks, but nobody really touched him in the ball game here today. So Wibbles is done after four innings. It's going to be Logan Nordby. He's going to come on now and throw for Hastings. Logan Nordby moves in from first base to a pitch here in the fifth inning of play. Beatrice trailing in the ball game by a score of 12-0. They've had some base runners thanks to some walks, but last inning was the only time they really threatened to score. They had the bases loaded in the last inning. It didn't score. There's a high fly ball out to the center field. It's going to be grabbed out there by Schroeder. And there's the first out of this fifth inning of play. That's going to bring up Will Reimer next. He started at second base. He's now the pitcher. Reimer has walked a couple of times so far here in the ball game. He's going to take a strike here, nothing and one to Will Reimer. 12-0, Hastings out on top. Tigers will play Omaha Scott tomorrow here at Duncan Field. There's a ball hit back up through the middle. It's going to be grabbed by the shortstop, but no play. Jackson Hoops chases the ball down right behind the bag at second base, but no play over to first, and that's the first base hit of the ball game for Beatrice. It comes from Will Reimer. So now the Orangemen have a base runner on at first. Coming out of the plate next is going to be Zach Hoffman. Hoffman so far today has struck out twice in the ball game. He fouls away this first pitch back to the screen. And the count is sitting at no balls and one strike. So nothing and one. Murray State has upset Marquette in the NCAA Men's College Basketball Tournament, 83-64. Next pitch comes, and the play is going to be outside for a ball, 1-1. So the trend continues with the 5-12 matchups. Murray State beats Marquette today in the NCAA Basketball Tournament, 83-64. There's the ball. It's going to be hit to right center field. That could be trouble. It's going to fall for a base hit. Picked up there by Schroeder around the bag at second on his way to third is going to be Reimer. In there at second base with a double is going to be Zach Hoffman. So Hoffman hits a double out to a right center field. Chased down by the Tigers out there with the Jacob Schroeder. So now Beatrice has got runners on at second and third base here in the fifth inning. One man out, trailing in the contest by a score of 12-0. Now the right-handed hitter coming to the plate next for Beatrice, and we'll double-check this as they got some new guys coming to the plate as well late in this ball game. Elijah Combs coming up to the plate next. So Elijah Combs coming up there in the fifth inning. He will bat with runners on at second and third base for Beatrice. One bat out. Nordby's next pitch is going to be outside for a ball. It's now two balls and one strike. Two and one the count. Next pitch is going to be down low for another ball, 3-1. So Nordby trying to find the strike zone here. He comes on in relief of the starter, Sam Wibbles. Here's the next pitch. He's going to be outside for a ball, and he walks him. So a fly out, a single, a double, and now a single, or a base on balls. Now with Quinn Zaborowski coming to the plate next. Zaborowski, he is 0 for 1 so far today. He struck out back there in the second inning, and he walked in the fourth inning. Takes a whack at the first pitch here. No balls and one strike to Zaborowski. Norby working from the stretch. He's a left-handed thrower here for Hastings High. Offers one to the plate. That's going to be outside for a ball. One ball and one strike now to Quinn Zaborowski. He's a right-handed hitter. Runners taking their leads all the way around the diamond. Next pitch is going to be in there for a strike. It's one and two. Elijah Combs down there at first base. Huffman is on at second base. Will Reimer is on at third. DeAndre is looking to score in this ball game. There's a swing and a miss. Zaborowski goes down. Striking out here in the fifth inning. First strikeout for Nordby. And now there's two men out here in the fifth inning. Coming up there next is going to be Peyton Murphy. He's been shipped all around the place here. Started at shortstop. He spent some time on the pitcher's mound for Beatrice today. He takes a strike here. No balls and one strike now to Murphy. There's the next pitch by Nordby. It's going to be down low. The ball gets away from the catcher for Hastings, but it ricochets out in front of the plate. Chase down there. Returned back to a Nordby. Runners stay put. Bases are loaded for Beatrice. Next pitch is going to be outside for another ball. That's down two balls and one strike. Coming up after the ball game, we'll name our player of the game. We'll have our coach's post-game show before we get out of here today. Next pitch in there for a strike, and now it's two balls, two strikes. 2-2 the count here to Peyton Murphy. Sean Pinkerton would be next here. If Murphy can get aboard, next pitch is going to be outside for a ball. There's a throw down to third base. They've got him at third base. Will Reimer off of the bag at third, and he is thrown out into play by the Tigers, and that's going to be the ball game as Hastings is going to win this baby by the 10-run rule here today as they knock off the Beatrice Orangemen by the score of 12-0, but a great throw down to third base. And Will Reimer is caught off guard down there at third to end the ball game. And Beatrice comes up empty here in the fifth. They score no runs on two base hits. No errors on Hastings. Two runners left on base. Final score, Hastings beats Beatrice tonight by a score of 12-0. Back with the final totals after this.
Get more than you expect at Furniture Direct.
Come try out the new 2019 Beautyrest models at Mattress Direct. Whether it's traditional or hybrid, Beautyrest has the mattress you'll love. Plus, we have last year's models with drastic markdowns to move them out. You can even get free local delivery and up to 60-month special financing. Now that's getting more than you expect. Mattress Direct, next to Furniture Direct in Hastings, and find even more savings online at FurnitureDirectHastings.com.
Hi, this is Kara Tharp, owner of Pat's Auto Repair and Towing in Hastings. My father, Pat, was proud to provide top-notch auto repair service to Hastings and the surrounding area.
This is Pat from Pat's Auto Repair and Towing. We are your AAA-approved auto repair facility, the only one in Hastings.
Today, we provide the same quality service at Pat's that my dad built this business on, making sure that you, the customer, gets your vehicle repaired and back on the road. Thank you for doing business with our family the past 35 years. We look forward to providing you with continuing dependable, affordable, and friendly auto repair service at Pat's Auto Repair and Towing, 305 South Denver in Hastings. Call us today at 402-463-9607.
1230 KHAS.
So the Hastings Sign Tigers open up this season as they beat Beatrice today by a score of 12-0. Hastings scoring in each inning here today. They scored three in the first. They got three in the second. They scored five more in the third, and they scored one in the fourth inning. Hastings wins by the score of 12-0. Beatrice threatened a couple of times. They had a runner at third base in the fourth inning, had a runner at third base in the fifth inning, but did not score. And Hastings High wins it by the 10-run rule here tonight. They beat Beatrice by the score of 12-0. Sam Wibbles, the winning pitcher for Hastings. He goes four innings today, gives up no runs, had 12 strikeouts and 5 walks. Logan Nordby came on and threw the final inning. He gave up no runs, couple of base hits with a strikeout and a walk. Griffin Vader was the starter for Beatrice. 2 innings pitched today. He gave up 6 runs, 4 hits, 5 walks, couple of strikeouts. Peyton Murphy spent an inning out there for Beatrice. He gave up 5 runs and 3 hits with a walk and a hit batter. Will Reimer came on and threw the final inning for Beatrice, but by the time he got out there, the game was well in hand. Hastings wins it 12-0 in the ball game today. Connor Creech had a couple of base hits in the ball game today, had a couple of singles. He scored 3 runs. Jacob Schroeder, he scored a couple of runs for Hastings today. He got on base with a base on balls and being hit by a pitch. Mike Bovey had 2 hits today, including a 3-run triple in the third inning. Had a single in the first inning to produce a run, so he had 4 RBIs in the game today and also walked once. Sam Wibbles had a single, an RBI, and also walked. JT Cafferty had a single in the 2 trips to the plate for Hastings High. And also getting a base hit was Braden Cavillage, as he had a double in the third inning that also produced a run. And he came around to score as well. So he scored a couple of runs in the ball game today out of the number 9 position. Hastings High wins it by a score of 12-0 over Beatrice. Stay tuned. We got the player of the game coming up next. Then the coach's postgame show. You're listening to Tiger Baseball.
Play-by-play of today's game has been brought to you by the KHAS Sports Boosters. Local businesses supporting local youth and local athletics. Stay tuned. Our post-game shows are up next on your Hastings link to local high school sports, 1230 KHAS.
Selecting the right insurance company is an important process, and there are many aspects to consider. Klein Insurance has many years of experience to back up their service, so you can be assured your investments are protected. Get your free no-obligation insurance quote on home, auto, business, farm, or crop insurance. Give yourself the peace of mind that so many clients already have with Klein Insurance. Klein Insurance, 710 South Burlington in Hastings. Insurance with service since 1959.
Five Points Bank of Hastings, safe, strong, and growing. Back in September of 2000, we opened for business at 4th and St. Joe with a staff of 5. Now we have 3 banking locations, over 45 employees, and have grown to become the largest locally owned bank in Hastings.
Since our opening, we've listened to you and responded by providing high-quality customer service, new banking technology, and provided support to many community organizations. We appreciate your support and look forward to continuing as the better bank in Hastings.
Our post-game coverage continues with the player of the game.
Getting back at Duncan Field. Hastings wins it here tonight over Beatrice. The score 12-0. This is the player of the game on 1230 KHIS. Again, you look to the pitcher here today, Sam Wibbles, who absolutely mowed down the opposition here today for Hastings High. Offensively, the Tigers getting a couple of base hits from Connor Creech and also Mike Bovey, who delivered that 3-run triple in the third inning of play for Hastings High, and also picking up a couple of hits, Sam Wibbles and JT Cafferty in the ball game. Braden Cavillage also had an extra base hit in the third for Hastings as the Tigers scored 5 runs in that third inning of play. We'll come back and name our player of the game right after this.
Family Medical Center of Hastings is the place to go for all your healthcare needs. Their team is trained to treat the whole person, regardless of age. They provide a wide range of medical care, including acute care, routine health screenings, and treatment of chronic conditions. Family Medical Center is the area's only independent family medicine clinic. They're dedicated to providing you the best care in the most cost-effective manner. Your family's home for health care. 1021 West 14th Street, proud to support all area student athletes.
Our player of the game today for Hastings High is going to be the starting pitcher for the Tigers, Sam Wibbles. He actually had the opposition totally at bay here today. Beatrice had nothing for Sam Wibbles today. Four innings pitched, no runs given up with 12 strikeouts and five walks. Wibbles picks up the winner of the season opener today. He's our player of the game as Hastings High knocks off the Beatrice Orangemen by a score of 12-0. Sam Wibbles, our player of the game today for the Tigers. Stick around. The coach is up next. You're listening to Hastings High Baseball.
Stay tuned. The coach's post-game show is up next on your Hastings link to local high school sports, 1230 KHAS.
At B&B Carpet, every day is the right day to get a great deal on quality flooring with our special 12-month financing. So if you're wondering when or where to get that new look, let our flooring professionals help you select the flooring that's right for you and your budget. Our quality installers will have you living in comfort in no time. So come on in today or tomorrow to B&B Carpet and Donovan and see why people say that's where we always go.
It's time now for the Coach's Postgame Show on 1230 KHAS. Now it's back to the diamond to talk with the coach.
Again, a 12-0 affair here today. A good start for the Hastings High baseball team as they knock off Beatrice today. Here the Tigers scoring in every inning, three in the first inning, three more in the second, five more in the third, and one in the fourth inning. This one stopped after four and a half innings by the 10-run rule today. Sam Wibbles, the winning pitcher. Hastings getting some extra base hits in the ball game. Bovey with a three-run triple in the third inning of play. Braden Cavillage with a double that produced a run and drove in a run, and he scored a run in that third inning as well. So a couple of base hits. Hastings able to hammer out seven in the ball game here today as the Tigers beat Beatrice by the score of 12-0. Hastings will play Omaha Scott tomorrow. That will go at 4:30 tomorrow afternoon. Scott, one of the top teams traditionally in Class B. It'll be a big game for Hastings. 4:30 start, 4:15 for the pregame show tomorrow on 1230 KHAS. NCAA basketball tournament is going on over on ESPN 1550 KICS. We'll get you up to date on all those scores before we get out of here. Murray State has upset Marquette today by the score of 83-64. Kansas winners in the opening round. They beat Northeastern 87-53. Michigan State trailed throughout much of the day today, but came back to beat Bradley 76-65. Florida State, likewise, they trailed most of the day today, but they beat Vermont 76-69. LSU beat Yale 79-74. Auburn got by New Mexico State 78-77. Minnesota upset Louisville today 86-76. It was Maryland over Belmont 79-77. A couple of games underway in the evening session. Florida is leading Nevada with 4 minutes to play in the first half, 24-22. And with about 13 minutes to play in the first half, Kentucky all over Abilene Christian by the score of 15-3. So Blake Marquardt still down in the field with his players as they get ready to go with a double dip here this week. They got a tough one at Omaha Scott coming up tomorrow. Again, on the air with the pregame show at 4:15 tomorrow afternoon. Well, I'm in for you on 1230 KHAS. So that'll wrap things up from Duncan Field here tonight. From my producers and engineers back to the radio station, Stephanie Brubaker and Brad Beam, I'm Mike Will, wishing a very pleasant good evening from Hastings.
You've been listening to the Coach's Postgame Show. Join us all season long with Tiger baseball coverage on your Hastings link to local high school sports, 1230 KHAS. Tiger Baseball has been an exclusive presentation of Platte River Radio Sports.